A lonely breeze danced down the abandoned street. The small town was yet another symbol of the new world. It doesn't really matter what the name was. Names had such little relevance anymore. The humans who lived here had moved on. Some went to the imagined safety of larger cities. Some struck out for the perceived safety of the wilderness. Most ended up joining the creatures, the dead. With some reluctance, of course. Some stayed. They had nowhere to go. The bell on the door intruded on the quiet that permeated the deserted street. A figure stepped in. Tall, with dark hair and fair skin. She moved with the silence as if she were carried in by the breeze that crept in from the distant coast. A stooped figure enters from the back. He wears a pair of jeans and a dirty white tank top. He's lost a lot of weight, and his hair is thin to the point of baldness. His skin is fair, but like paper. He hasn't seen the sun in a long time. He's the one who decided to stay. Before they came, the tattoo parlor was his life. Nothing would make him give it up. He had kept it going when his wife Rosie died so many years ago. He kept it when his neighbors died and then came back. As long as life was in him, he would stay.
It's time. I want to get this over with.
She removes her trench coat, revealing a well-toned body and nothing else. She's come naked as the day she was born. Most men and some women would call her voluptuous. The swell of her breasts standing pert over her flat belly and wide hips. Her legs, while not her best feature, were close to perfect, if not a little short compared to her torso.
I'm tired of waiting.
But it's only been a few hours. I haven't had a decent rest yet.
Kicking off her shoes, she crosses to the artist's reclining chair.
This light, it's too bright. Close the blinds. What we talked about last night? I want that first. It has to be done like I told you. No deviation.
She lies there without embarrassment. Without a drop of self-consciousness. Her body has already been covered with ink work. All that remains are the final details.
Oh, you may find this hard to believe, but I can almost feel my skin tingling in anticipation.
This has been the result of nearly 100 hours in the chair. He's worked himself blind, but this will be worth it. This is his masterpiece.
Remember, you can go fast. It doesn't hurt at all.
I'm almost ready. I have to see what I'm doing.
He walks back from the window and turns on the work lamp.
Okay, let's get started.
You know, he really liked this one.
This one was a green python, the head starting near her belly button, with the body descending to her pubic area. And then emerging and wrapping around her right leg.
Yes, you told me.
He closes the world around him, letting his passion, his craft, consume him. When he grasps his tools and sees the unmarked flesh as his canvas, he senses nothing else, using yellows to highlight the python's sinuous form. It doesn't matter that the world is dying. That every day could be his last. All that matters is the art.
Does this naked flesh excite you?
It's a beautiful body.
I thought so too. That's why I picked it. You don't know how hard it is to find bodies anymore. Especially good ones.
I wouldn't know.
No, I guess you wouldn't. You didn't answer my question. Does this body excite you?
I'm sorry. I can appreciate beauty. But ever since my wife died, nothing excites me.
Not even life?
No, not even life.
He spent the last 4 hours finishing the snake. Most of his canvases would have wanted a break. The woman needed no breaks. Not for food, not for water, and not even to pee. She also feels nothing, because in truth, the body is not her own. The etching of flesh comes easy when pain is not a factor. He feels released from the pace that restricts him. Now the art can flow. The design can grow as it should. He lets himself be ascribed into her body. He is unsure if the image he sees is actual or a vision in his head that hides behind closed eyes. It is never both, for that would be perfection, and art can never be perfect. The quest for perfection, that is the narcotic of the artist.
I see you have some additional furniture since yesterday.
What do you mean?
The gun. It wasn't there last night.
She nods toward a gun and a holster hanging from a hook in the corner of the room.
Are you having some nasty thoughts?
No, no. It wasn't for you. I heard some noises last night and thought it might be some of the others.
He puts down his needle and gives the green python a final wipe.
There, it's done.
Please, I'm asking you nice.
She stands, towering over the man. The irony being he would have once towered over her, but now he is shorter, and he can't even meet her eyes.
Don't try and use it on me. Okay?
Sure, I won't.
I wouldn't like it if I was forced to rip your heart out before we finished.
She gives him a wink, and then lays on her belly so he can finish her back pieces. First, a literal butterfly across both of her buttocks, with bright blue wings and black highlights.
This is for the last memory he'll have of me from before. I want it to be a permanent reminder. It will be a big surprise for him.
This tattoo along her spine is an Italian Benelli Nova pump action shotgun. She had been extremely specific about the model. It was a nearly impossible feat to tattoo a black gun with black details and not have it look like a 2-foot-long bruise. He knew that no one else would have done this tattoo.
Of course, I'll look a little different, but I think these tattoos will help him remember. I mean, I offered him everything. Think about it. I can be any woman that a man could want. How could he resist that? When he first saw that body, the one I had before, he was attracted to it, lusted for it. But when he found out it was me, he was repulsed. That really pissed me off. But I never hurt him. He knew I never would. Do you know what he did to me?
No.
He killed me. Well, he thought he did. No, he did. In his mind, he did. What really happened doesn't matter much, does it?
Five hours later, and he was touching up some older work. Tattooing dead flesh was nearly impossible. He wasn't sure how he'd been able to do it, but there was a zombie lying on his table, so he knew not to ask stupid questions. Now he was writing a name across a heart on her left shoulder. Capital B, O.
His name. Make sure you spell it right. It's funny. I don't even know his first name. We never dealt in names much. This will be the one. It's exactly what she... what I had before.
One final touch. A red star on her right cheek. And he was done. She stands naked in front of the mirror, looking at the figures now covering her skin. Silent memorial to the tattooed lady she had once possessed and used to seduce Balker. What feels like 3 lifetimes ago.
I'm impressed. You do good work. Oh, Norman, I thought better of you.
The little man stands a little taller, the revolver held out in front of him, pointed at the vamp, ready to pull the trigger.
You told me a lot. You told me how you killed so many humans without even a thought. I know you intend on killing me once I finish the job.
Like you said, Norman, I never gave it a thought.
He lowers the gun and uncocks it as his shoulders once again slump.
I can't. I don't care what you are, but to me, you're my greatest work of art.
Oh, this is too rich. You won't kill me, a zombie, because I'm a masterpiece. I love it.
I'll make it easier on both of us if I turn around.
I agree.
Slowly, she pads across the shop, placing her face next to his.
I'm coming to you, Rosie.
You're a great artist, Norman. The world will miss your talents.
And she plants a kiss. She turns and crosses back to her trench coat, covering up Norman's finest work.
And as the world comes to an end, I will be your testimony.
Norman goes to the window and raises the shade, restoring the light from the sun, and somehow it's dawn already. He collapses onto the bench and basks in the golden rays. They didn't bring any expectations that this world would end, but it gave him hope that somehow the human spirit would shine on, would continue in its appreciation of beauty, of the wonderment of art, of life, even in the dead. Dead World Volume 3, based on Frozen Over, To Kill a King, and Body Art, is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2008-2009, Dead World, copyright Gary Reed, and used with permission by Caliber Comics, a division of Caliber Entertainment, LLC. Production copyright 2021 Graphic Audio LLC, all rights reserved. Adapted for graphic audio, directed and narrated by Scott McCormick. Frozen Over by Mike Racht, Federico Deloccio, and Rafael Ortiz. With performances by Torian Brackett as Colin, Rainer Gabriel as Chauncey, Zeke Alton as the Giant, Rob McFadgen as Mac, Rob Morera as Paul, Ken Jackson as Stephen, Nazia Chowdhury as Shen, Eric Messner as Malcolm, Henry Kramer as Dan, Christopher Williams as Jake, Tanya Maloyevich as Allison, Steve Winall as Baker, Nanette Savard as Mrs. Jennings, also with Marnie Penning and Michael John Casey. Dialogue, editing, and graphic audio sound design by Robert McDonald. To Kill a King by Gary Reed and Ron McCain. With performances by Bradley Foster Smith as Dead Killer, Michael John Casey as Balker, Kimberly Gilbert as the Tattooed Lady, Colleen Delaney as the Woman, Holly Adams as the Vamp, also with Andy Clements, Matthew Bassett, Dylan Lynch, Matthew Pauly, Joe Mallon, Michael Glenn, Jefferson A. Russell, Jason Keller, Peter Holdway, Megan Poppy, Matthew McGee, and Ava Wilhelm. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Grayson Holland. Body art by Gary Reed and Nate Pride, with performances by Karen Novak as the Vamp and Terrence Hazelford as Norman. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Robert McDonald. Zombie King, performed by Scott McCormick. Produced by Rick Rowan, Dwayne Beeman, and Matt Webb. Executive producer Angie Cornett. If you enjoy Dead World, you may also enjoy The Jersey Devil and The Montauk Monster, both by Hunter Shea, or Resurrection Pass and Devour, both by Kurt Anderson. These titles and many more horror titles are available in spooky graphic audio. Keep listening for a preview of another exciting title in graphic audio.
One edge of the galaxy, not yours. Outside the royal palace in Barsess, it's night and fires are burning throughout the city.
Let me speak to them. They'll listen to me. I'm the queen. So if I can just tell them to go home...
Do you see those people out there?
Yes, Mother.
They would kill you if they could. That's why we have to leave.
I know where your mother is. Deal is, I take you to get your mother, and I get Peggy back.
Peggy?
The Winnipeg. My ship?
My ship.
You stole it.
You shot me.
Remember, our mission is to find the Queen. The revolution depends on it, for the sake of the Areopan people and their republic. Queen Aldea must die.
The immortal Queen Aldea aboard my humble ship? Truly, my queen, in thou the very heart of Areopa dwelleth.
Oh my god, he's using thou.
Aldea, quiet.
Hold it right there!
Whatever it is you're gonna do, go do it. I got this.
Alita, I hope you're as badass as you think you are.
Hey, Isaac! You wanna undo my cuffs? $50 says he was gonna kill you when he was done!
You're just trying to get me to switch sides.
Of course I am! You're pointing a gun at me and Lazaro wants to take over the galaxy or something.
Hey, that Beezer thing. Is it really some mystical, magical mind control thing?
Look, I've heard those stories my whole life, but how could anybody make such a thing?
And if somebody did?
How could they use it on other people? Who would do that?
15 years I've hunted you and you eluded me. And you know who paid the price? Me. Should I parade you for the crowds before killing you? After all, you belong to me now, like everyone else. So simple. So ironic.
Yeah! Simple!
From Magdalene Visaggio and Jason Smith, a cosmic graphic novel adventure of royalty, revolution, revenge, and really bad guys. Graphic Audio and Vault Comics present Vagrant Queen. Available at www.graphicaudio.net. Thanks for listening to this Graphic Audio production. Graphic Audio has over 1,500 titles to choose from. Listen to over 150 binge-worthy series, from sci-fi to fantasy, to graphic novels, to mystery thrillers, to action-adventure, to westerns, and more. Check out our exclusive titles, available only in our dramatized adaptation format. If you'd like to listen to an entire series, you can conveniently purchase a download series set at graphicaudio.net. You can also earn loyalty reward points, redeemable towards future online purchases. Stream audiobooks immediately or download them to listen offline on your mobile phone or tablet using our Graphic Audio Access app, which is available on all Android and Apple devices. We like being radically different when it comes to our audiobook productions. Listen to A Movie in Your Mind, on the go, anytime, anywhere. Sign up for our email newsletter for the latest updates and new releases. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Visit our web store today at graphicaudio.net.